Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to a bonus episode of Stall It. Another one. You like the bonus, don't you?
Oh, you love the bonuses.
I love the bonus.
I love the bonuses as well. It's an opportunity to engage with the listener.
Yeah.
Because we answer our questions that he send in to stallit@goloudnow.com.
Yeah.
Because we still use emails.
For now.
And when you send in the questions, we answer the questions.
And we have no one to read them out today, so we're going to take the pleasure. Or maybe, Joe, do you want to just do it?
I'll ask the questions, because some of them are a little bit meatier than others. I finally have access to the emails.
Brilliant.
So,
anything else in there, was that?
There's some dark stuff in here. I'm intrigued to see the other side of the email page.
The stuff that we don't see.
It hurts. Seeing some of them, it hurts.
Yeah. Right, what have you got?
Okay. Right, this is from Niamh in Waterford.
How are you, Niamh?
Hey, lads. A thought for your next episode. Have we completely ruined the concept of having a hobby? I recently took up pottery just to de-stress. Within a month, three different people asked me if I was going to set up an Etsy shop or start selling stuff like the potteries, I suppose.
Why?
It feels like we are socially conditioned to monetize every single thing we do, and hustle culture has killed doing things just for the sake of being bad at them and having the crack. How do we reclaim actual downtime? Do you have any hobbies? You don't have any hobbies.
Hobbies?
Yeah.
That's a clever email. That's a long one.
That's a good one.
That's a thought out one.
Someone asked.
Simplify that.
So she's saying that people don't do hobbies anymore for the sake of just doing hobbies. She's saying we're expected to kind of like turn our hobbies into making money.
Oh, right.
So we're not just doing it for the sake of doing
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'd kind of think that as well. Like, I'd say if I started doing paintings, the first thing in my mind would be like, I could sell this. I could make a few quid off this.
My initial thought with all of that as well is, how can I make money out of it?
Yeah.
But like...
like, Pokemon is your hobby. Collecting cards.
I have never sold one. But I like the idea that one is worth something of that nature, of the value, a higher value, like. So I suppose it is a money thing in your head, like. That you're basing it off.
Even when I play Rocket League at home, I'm thinking, is there a website where you can gamble and back yourself?
Yeah.
Like, I fancy myself a great Rocket League player. So I'm thinking, can I play someone for money?
It's like Fortnite and all that.
Can you play someone for money in Fortnite?
Oh, no, I'm just talking about, like, maybe it's different, but, like, the extra layer of payment within the game that you're like, if you want X, Y, and Z, you have to pay £20, like, within the game.
The microtransactions.
Which is probably entirely different than the question. Yes?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. That's spending money, not making money.
Yeah, that's true.
So what do you think?
Like, you're talking about, like, if your hobby is fucking playing snooker, are you trying to play for money, like?
Yeah. Even, like, you know, I mess around with the piano now.
Yeah.
I'm always thinking, like, oh, geez, can I make a song now? Can I make a song and fucking maybe do some gigs playing some music? Maybe I'll be, like, in the hotel lobby somewhere in the Shelbourne, just playing fucking...
chopsticks.
Merdy had a little lamp.
Can I go onto the top of Gravel Street and put a hat down? Am I at that potential yet? Where's my roof? Have I hit the ceiling yet? But, yeah, I suppose you can. Not everyone kind of thinks in the perspective of money.
Yeah, and your pottery's probably shit. No one wants to buy a fucking pottery. Niamh, from where are you? Waterford. No one wants to buy that fucking shit pottery. Who wants this ashtray?
Doesn't he?
Yeah.
He sells them.
He's Seth Rogen, though.
Yeah.
But even then, yeah, he's just trying to make money off his hobby.
Let's make this pot... I'm going to try.
Do you ever buy any... You know, what's that website? Vinted.
Vinted, yeah.
Do you ever buy anything off that?
I always go on it and look and see if any silly fecker that doesn't know about cards is selling a really good one for nothing.
I thought it was just clothes. I thought Vinted was just clothes.
Everything.
Literally anything.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Sexy things as well.
Oh, I believe you.
I don't know, actually, is there?
Secondhand sexy things? Dirty bastards.
Ooh.
Yeah.
No thanks.
This condom's been used.
No, you can sell anything on it. You could sell this microphone. Do you want to hear one?
Hit me.
Who's it from? Have a guess.
Oh, jeez. There's so many names in the world. Mohammed. No.
James.
Oh. Oh, James from Georgia?
Yeah.
Okay.
I said that to you so you'd kind of...
Yeah, you tried to team me up or completely...
Like, you're not going to know a randomer, you'd know a James from Georgia.
Good man.
With Leprechaun 45 just around the corner.
He's referring to Paddy's Day, just in case you missed that.
I did.
Okay.
With Leprechaun 45 just around the corner.
And he spelled Leprechaun like it's a Comic-Con. Like
yeah,
it's Comic-Con.
Con, yeah, Leprechaun. Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
Which is Paddy's Day.
It's, yeah.
I was wondering what your experience with tabletop RPGs like D&D is. Have you ever played? What do you think about getting a dungeon master on the pod to guide you through one-shot adventure? I know of a Dublin-based DM I could reach out to on your behalf. As titans of the improv universe, I'd imagine you would create a wildly entertaining story. What do you think? I don't know. What the fuck he's on about?
Do you not?
Not in the slightest. I know what Dungeons and Dragons is, it?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Do you know what Dungeons
Tabletop
and Dragons is?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, like Game Workshop stuff and like...
No.
Dungeons and Dragons is a board game.
No.
Is a game on the computer?
No.
It's a game in where all the geeks go. To play it in the Games Workshop.
That's Warhammer you're thinking of.
It's the same thing, no?
No.
Dungeon... We're getting... I don't get that. What's in a tabletop RPG?
Role-playing game.
But tabletop...
Just, I guess you're just kind of sitting around the table like,
hey, 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 and these are all like acting it out like.
So the dungeon master will create the story and you'll create your character's story and you'll have strengths and
you
weaknesses
have to be in character.
No, you don't have to be in character, but the dungeon master tells the story. So the dungeon master will be saying, oh, so these are all on a journey through the woods and a dragon shows up. Darren, it's your turn. Like, your objective is to... Again, the dungeon master will tell you this, but your objective, let's say, is to get the princess from the castle. And a dragon lands down in front of you. Darren, what do you do? And then you say, I swing a sword at him to cut his neck. And then you roll a dice, and depending on the outcome of the dice... is how the story goes. So if you roll a 6, you'll hit him and he'll be dead. If you hit a 1, he'll knock your sword away. So then for the rest of the game, you don't have a sword or something.
And you have to use your...
It's the geekiest shit that you could have fucking imagined.
I don't know. I've never heard of this.
I've heard of it, but I've never done it. But we know someone who's a dungeon master.
Do we?
We do. Phil.
Phil?
He's a dungeon master. You can see that. You can imagine.
Oh, get it now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was always wondering what he was up to.
Yeah. He'd wear a cloak and stuff and that he would be in character.
Where does this take place?
Just
in like shops? Like in someone's house maybe?
In someone's house, yeah.
It's like in Stranger Things when they're playing
Dungeons and Dragons
and they're like, there. I fold your blah 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 and then I raise you by whatever.
Yes.
Is that it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking hell. I wouldn't mind doing that.
Oh man, I'd say it's a bit of crack.
I'd love to do that for the crack and record it.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. He's saying get a dungeon master in and we do a little dungeon master episode. Now, I don't know if anyone would listen to that shit, but I think that would be some crack.
I'd be up for it.
You down?
I'm down.
You stink of a guy that loves to play Dungeons and Dragons.
I've never tampered in it, but I would like to.
You could be like a Dungeons and Dragons champion.
King.
Absolutely.
How could I make money from that? Isn't that mad that's where my head goes automatically?
But that's what the first question wasn't about, really. Yeah. You may turn a hobby into a career.
We'll see what happens, James.
Pepsi Prebiotic Cola in original and cherry vanilla. That Pepsi taste you love with no artificial sweeteners, only 30 calories, just 5 grams of sugar, and 3 grams of prebiotic fiber. That great Pepsi taste with even more to love. Pepsi Prebiotic Cola. Unbelievably Pepsi.
Do you want another one?
Yeah.
It's from the girlfriend of Glenn, the bus driver.
Oh.
There's one for you.
Oh.
And she has a bone to pick with me.
With you? Oh.
And I have to read it.
Do you want me to read it?
I'll read it, will
I? Go on, yeah, read it.
Darren, I have a bone to pick with you, Niji. I'm new to listening to the podcast. Yourself and Joe are fucking hilarious. I love the constant Christopher Walken reference about the watch up his arse.
She's gone back to the beginning.
She's only starting. That slowly fades off, I'll have you know. So I went and looked for the clip out of curiosity, only to find out that the watch was on his wrist when he died. So respectfully, what the fuck are you on about? Nah, in all series, let's dissect that one a little bit. What the watch was in his ass for 5 years.
5 years.
Is what the watch, it was in his ass for 5 years.
It's class.
So
good.
It is pretty good impression.
It is.
But now, my son, I give the watch to you. It's pretty good.
It's consistent.
It's aesthetic. It'll never lose the light.
It'll never lose the light.
I'm thinking of Dungeons and Dragons. It will. The dragon will never lose the light.
Oh, imagine doing Dungeons and Dragons in Christopher Walken's voice.
And here comes the dragon.
I don't know.
It's a big scary, you know, a dragon. Big scary, scary dragon.
He's fire.
He's fire.
So scary.
The dragon, for some reason, has the watch. It's in his ass. So this dragon is flying around the sky with a watch in his ass. And now you have to go and get the watch from the dragon's ass.
Oh my God. That was the longest Christopher Walken impression ever. Roll the dice.
So now you geeky fuck. You stupid nerd.
You stupid little dork.
You're wearing a cloak. So you roll the dice, you stupid geek.
Wow.
You're like 43.
The age of you.
Your wife is calling from upstairs. And your kids are crying.
They're hungry.
You haven't fed your children.
5 years.
All they had was some Coca Pops this morning.
Change your baby's nappy.
You filthy bastard. You're wearing the same cloak for the last 5 years. Shouldn't have mentioned the Christopher Walken because I'll never stop now.
Oh, this is good.
So what are you saying to me? The watch was on his wrist when he died. All right, sound. You win.
He's talking about the history of the watch.
It was before it was on his wrist. It was in his arse.
For 5 years. And then he got it. He pooped it out.
He pooped it out. After 5 years, it was the watch. And then he went off for a game of Dungeons and Dragons.
With his mates.
In his basement that we don't have in Ireland. Every American has a basement and we just don't get the royalties to play Dungeons and Dragons in a basement.
I like that I bump heads with Glenn the bus driver and you bump heads with his missus.
I know. It's great.
It's great.
Thanks for listening. Great. You're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah. New listener, you're welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
But she went on to say, nah, in all seriousness, lads, after going to the live show, I went all the way back to episode 1 and honestly, I can't wait to listen to the rest of the podcast.
Ah, that's nice. Thank
fair
you.
Play. Fair
thank
play. You. Fair play.
Fair play, Jeff.
Fair play. Do you want another one?
Yeah.
It's a scenario one. Do you want it? The improv thing?
It's an improv thing, is it? Is there another one? Read it out and see.
Right, we'll read it out. Hi all, I have a scenario for you all. Me and Joe.
All two of us.
If each of you were dropped into a situation where you had 24 hours to survive a manhunt around Dublin and you had lost one of your senses, either eyesight or hearing, which sense would you choose to live without for the challenge? Bear in mind that your GPS location would be dropped to the hunters every 2 hours, so you would have to keep moving to survive. At the end of the challenge, should you survive, you'd receive a debt credit with unlimited funds to spend for the rest of your life. Thanks, Greg.
Oh, so it's like Hunger Games, but on a common
street.
And what
sense would you choose to drop in order to survive?
Taste. That's pretty useless in that. In a day, you
well, they said,
or Greg, is it just out of
Greg
sight?
Greg said you had lost one of your senses, either eyesight or hearing.
Ah,
so it's
okay.
Either one of them, I suppose, is it?
I'd lose hearing.
Hearing, yeah.
Yeah, you can still
say no evil, hear no evil.
It's better to
see. Do you know what I mean?
It's better to see than to hear.
What if someone comes up from behind you though? And they were like creeping up behind you.
Keep you back against the wall.
You don't hear a twig snapping. Do you know what I mean?
Twig? Where are you hiding?
In
Phoenix
some
Park?
Wooded land.
In some wooded land.
Yeah, yeah.
That's if I was on the manhunt, that's the first place I go. It's like to the woods.
Mm. Did you see 28 years later?
No.
There's a big belly thing in it. A big belly zombie.
Like belly's gonna get
he's like, he can't like run around. He's just on the ground and he's trying to get them. He's just a fat man.
A big fat zombie?
Big fat man, yeah. But he has like, there's like a family of them. And there's like a ma, a fat ma, and a fat kid now. And they're all just a big fat zombie family. And they're like, I don't know, just reminded me of that. That we are running away from them. I'll go with the old hearing. We'll go with the old hearing then.
Yeah, you'd have to, wouldn't you? You have to see where you're fucking going. Be better to see in the distance than hear close up.
And if we survive it, we get a debit card with unlimited phones. You wouldn't need that.
Jesus.
You don't want two of them.
I could do with that.
Joe doesn't want two of them. He only needs one. He'll give the other one to someone else.
That'd be nice, yeah. That'd be easy, man. It'd be easy to hide. Car park. Under a car.
Yeah. In the boot of a car. A random car. No one's ever going to find you in a random boot in a car park.
I used to go on the Mitch from school and 98, I think it was 98 FM. Do you remember they had like, oh, find the guy with the briefcase or something like that? The mystery.
The mystery, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I used to go looking for them.
Did you ever find them?
No, I never found them.
What was the price?
I think a few quid, like.
100 or something?
I think it was a few hundred, maybe even a couple of grand. I think it was called the Manhunt or something, was it? The Mystery Manhunt.
Back when they were just throwing the money about.
Splashing. Ah, it was
what
the good
will we
old,
put into
good old days.
What will we put in? How will we? Oh, just give away a fucking couple of grand there. Put some
a
man.
Couple in, of grand.
Put some man in on O'Connell Street and see who comes up to him first. But
well, I'd be guiding you everywhere, and he'd be on the top of car parks and everything. I'd be like, oh, that fucker. I'd know. Like they'd be. It's the same with any quiz.
Yeah.
They make it obvious so you want to go get them. But I didn't know that. I just thought I know Dublin so well. Can't pull the wool off.
Is he wearing
of
a full suit and a hat and a briefcase? Like, just standing there?
It'd be a shit job, wouldn't it? To be that person.
Jesus, yeah. You'd be someone to get them to them quick, though. You wouldn't be standing there long.
Who's listening?
I think it actually, it wasn't a noticeable person, I don't think. It was just like you had to tip them on the shoulder.
Yeah, yeah.
And you had to say, are you the man?
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And then they're like, what?
Yeah.
So I dig the head off you.
No, because I was going up to strangers and I was saying, are you the mystery guy or whatever? And they'd be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
They'd just start hooking you. Yeah, I'm trying to eat my ice cream.
You're with the fuck? And Gino's like, oh.
Some fella outside Gino's eating a fucking pistachio ice cream. Are you your man that does giving away the money? Get away from me. Go away. I'm trying to eat my pistachio ice cream. Piss off. Do you want a last one?
Oh, I do want a last one.
Are you proud that I read them all out except the fourth one?
Very impressed.
Would you rather do a live show from outer space with travel for you and audience made very easy or record a podcast on a nuclear submarine? You have to pick one.
It has to be space.
Ah, yeah. The first ever podcasters in space doing an episode.
Yeah.
You get a Guinness record for that.
Oh, man, I'd love to look at the Earth.
You can.
From space.
You can do that right now. Close your eyes and you can just visualise it.
Not the same. I want to see you with me.
Can you visualise yourself being off the universe, like being outside of Earth?
Yeah.
I love that feeling.
Really?
I love closing my eyes and visualising that. And just like looking at Earth.
Are you just what are you wearing?
Superman cape. What are you wearing? Why do you want to know what I'm wearing? Me clothes, like me tracksuit that I have on me now.
That's what I find so funny. Are you wearing a hat?
Yeah. Just like that. I can be anyone. I can do anything I want. Look, I'm just like holding Earth like that in my hands. Oh yeah, go on. Give it a little shake. And everyone's like going, ah, bollocks.
Darren, leave us alone.
Here comes Galactus.
think it's so funny that you're just in a floating in outer space. You're not wearing you're not an astronaut or anything. You're just wearing what you're wearing now.
Just literally the way I'm positioned now, just like looking at space like that.
I just think it's so funny because I can visualise you floating in space.
I know. When you go home and you're fucking a bit anxious, just visualise me in space looking at Earth in a tracksuit and a hat. And you won't be anxious anymore. You'll forget about all your worries.
I just imagine you being so underwhelmed. You're going, that's mad.
That's mad. That's mad, that, isn't it?
That's mad. Just looking around, you're like, wow.
No way. Deadly. I'm going to go down now for me dinner. Oh, I'm starving.
Like, do you know the scene in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory where they're floating up towards the fan?
Yeah, yeah.
They take the fizzy lift and drink. I'd love to just see you, like, when they eventually get up there, you're just up there, and you're like, all right, like, you've been up there for ages, you took the fizzy lift and drink ages ago.
I'm the deli up here. What's your name? I'm up here a while.
Oh, Charlie Bucket, is it? Yeah, how are you, Charlie?
All right.
Mad, isn't it, the Chocolate Factory?
Yeah. Your man Wonka's gone off the head a little bit, isn't he? He's starting to show shades of just being a bit mad. Like.
Oh.
He's gone off the head.
Did anyone turn into a blueberry yet?
Why is he doing all this stuff?
And then you start belching and getting away from you. And you're like, oh, I didn't know that's how that works. I didn't know you could do that.
That's mad, I didn't know how that. That's how you did that. Did it. That's how you did it.
That's mad.
Why is that even funny?
That's so funny, man. That is so
That's mad. I didn't know that's how you did it. And here's me up here just holding me belches in.
I'm up here at ages. I'm at
I was end. Afraid to belch because I had eggs this morning. Right.
Oh, my God.
You never answered the question because you were thinking of me in space in a tracksuit.
Sorry.
Would you rather? I'd rather do it from space anyway. Nuclear submarine wouldn't. I'd be afraid.
What difference would it be in a nuclear submarine or a normal submarine anyway?
Mm. Why'd you have to make it so complicated?
I stayed away. It'd be shit to have to do a podcast up there, though.
I'd want to be looking around and all. You wouldn't have time to be talking.
Are we on the space station or are we just floating?
Floating.
Just floating.
Would you be wearing jeans?
Yeah. Is that weird?
Air Max and all, yeah.
Jeans and Air Max.
It would be mad, like.
Oh, God.
But I think we'll leave it there.
Okay.
Because I have to go home.
Yeah.
Feed the family.
Yeah. All one of them. Oh, and the dogs.
The dogs, yeah. Ah, oh, they be starving now.
Will they?
Yeah.
My dog doesn't eat my dog food.
He just has tucks.
Just packets of tucks every day.
The bacon ones. Do you ever give him them ones?
Oh, yeah. All of them. He loves them. All. Give him a bar of dairy milk today.
Jesus, imagine. Right. I'll talk to you anyway, right?
Man.
Hello.
Slán.